Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of yoga, shamanic Reiki, and wildlife advocacy and activism. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share yoga and other practices to keep you feeling grounded, connected, and real as you unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and changemaker in service to your circle, your community, and our earth. Welcome to your extraordinary life. You'll find past episodes on myshamaniclife.com. Most episodes, I ask you to consider sponsoring the podcast on Patreon. Things are in flux, however, as Dancing Turtle, my turtle rescue and rehab, is in the process of becoming a formal nonprofit. While I sort things out and consider how to offer some juicy patron-only content in a way that really serves, I'm going to suspend my ask. But I'd love to take a moment to thank my patrons. Last year, they contributed almost $400, which goes a long way towards turtle food and care. Thank you. My webmaster, Blair, is squeezing in updates between other jobs, but DancingTurtleWildlife.com, our website, is slowly evolving to reflect all the exciting changes that are happening. Settle in now, and wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. If you're catching this episode when it originally airs, we're just a couple weeks away from an opportunity to study Shamanic Reiki Level 2 virtually with me on March 20th and 21st. The details are on my Shamanic Reiki page on debbiephilp.com or visit myshamaniclife.com and scroll down to the bottom menu to get to my homepage or to the Shamanic Reiki training page. I would love to have you join me, and it's open to anyone who is a Reiki level one in any tradition and has just a little bit of journeying experience. I pulled a card from the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck for my Shamanic Flow Circle group on Facebook, as I do every morning. And this morning's card was B. This card has popped out a few times lately, and I've been really feeling into B's cooperative nature. And that's not just when they are part of a hive. Some of our best pollinators are solitary, yet they still benefit the whole ecosystem. Not only the plants, but all of the animals that feed on the fruits and seeds that result from that pollination. And I wonder, how can we, as the human species, be beneficial to our ecosystems? What if we considered the broad effects our actions have? The choice to plant a native over an exotic or a cultivated plant variety can have amazing benefit. Our food buying choices will as well. Are you ready to do some work for the good of the whole? When we say we want to get hands-on, we can be quite literal. Often the work we do to serve our Earth family really requires us to use our physical hands. But energetically, our hands are the source and channel of healing, comfort, and care. The Mina chakra energy centers in the palms connect to the heart chakra. However we get hands-on with our service, we need to take care of our hands. I invite you into a yoga practice that both cares for and energizes the hands and wrists. I'll offer some challenges along the way. Please be gentle with yourself and work where you're comfortable and avoid any sensation of burning or strain. If you're ready to practice, unroll your mat and come into child's pose. Sit with your knees together and lower your upper body over your thighs until your forehead comes to the floor. Lay your arms by your sides with your hands back by your feet. Lower your hips so that they sink onto your heels. Relax your shoulders so they fall forward around your thighs. And take a moment here to find your breath. Tucking in, releasing, surrendering into the pull of gravity. Feel your breath move in the back of your body and deepen it a little bit at a time. Breathe in and out through your nose as best as you're able. You might notice as you come into this pose places of held tension. Invite them to release. Breathe in and breathe out. Taking a few more breaths just to settle. To ground, to center. Now slide your hands in under your shoulders. Press down gently into the floor and sit up onto your heels. If you're not comfortable sitting on your heels, stand on your knees instead. Get long through your spine. Drop your chin slightly so your ears are over your shoulders and drop your tailbone down between your heels. Now reach your arms forward. Shoulder height, palms up. And keeping your palms up, lower your fingertips down until they touch the ground in front of you. And then lean forward over your hands so that your palms start to work their way toward the floor, bringing the heels of the hands closer until you get a sensation in the inside of your forearms. Be very gentle here. Avoid any burning. Keep breathing deeply. You don't have to go far. Just a few more breaths. Now very gently lift your upper body, lift your hands, and then relax your elbows and shake your wrists out, wiggle your fingers, maybe make a few circles with the hands, let that all go. And then drop your hands onto your thighs for a moment. Now bring your arms forward again, this time palms down. Lower just your fingertips down to the floor in front of you. And then as you lean forward, roll the back of your hand toward the floor. So the stretch is going to be in the back of the wrist now. You get more stretch if you move your hands a little further away from you. Only take that option if you are comfortable already. Breathe here. We're allowing connective tissue to gently stretch open. Remember to be gentle. now very gently sit back and up, lift your hands, and again, shake your hands out, letting go of any of that tension. Reach your hands forward again, palms down, lower your fingertips to the floor, and this time walk your hands forward a little bit, lift your hips off of your heels, and come into table pose. Align your hips over your knees and your hands over your shoulders, spread your fingers. If you're feeling strain in your wrists, move your hands forward a little bit so you're lessening the angle of the wrists. Come back to your breath. Now, as you take your next breath in, draw your heart forward through your arms and move your navel toward the floor so that your back arches and your shoulders slide down. And as you exhale, round your back. Drop your head and tailbone and lift the middle of your back to the sky. Inhale, draw your heart forward, navel goes down, tailbone and head lift. And as you exhale, round your back. Drop your head and your tailbone. Again, inhale, heart forward, tailbone lifting. Shoulder blades slide down. Work with your breath. Exhale, round. Bring your navel up to your spine to help lift the back. Inhale again, heart forward, tailbone lifting. Exhale, round. Again, inhale, bring your heart through. Lift your tailbone. Exhale, round. One more time. Inhale, bring the heart through. And exhale, round the back. Now release your spine to a neutral position. Walk your hands forward until they're 8 to 12 inches in front of your shoulders. Keep your hands shoulder width apart and your middle fingers pointing forward. Spread your fingers. Press down through your knuckles and the outer ridges of your palms. Now curl your toes under, lift your tailbone to the sky, and on your next exhale, lift your knees and come into downward facing dog. Pause with your elbows and knees soft and pedal your heels a few times, bending one knee and pressing the other heel down, going side to side to gently open up the calves. Avoid any strain in the back of your ankles. Now bring your heels to stillness. Keep the knees and elbows slightly bent. Press down into your knuckles. Reach up and back through your tailbone. Release your heart between your arms. And look back towards your knees. Take another breath. And now look towards your hands and step your feet to your hands. Keep your knees bent and drop your upper body over your thighs in a forward fold. Relax your neck. Let your head hang. Slide your hands to the fronts of your shins. And as you take your next breath in, lift halfway up and pause. So you're in a jackknife position with your upper body parallel to the floor. Look out ahead of you slightly. Press your feet down. Draw your shoulder blades towards your hips. Reach your tailbone back and gently press your thigh bones back. Look for that little bit of stretch in the hamstrings at the backs of the thighs. Take another breath in. And as you exhale, bend your knees slightly and release your upper body down over your thighs. On your next breath in, sweep your arms out and up as you press into the floor with your feet. Lift your upper body. Come up to standing with your arms reaching up overhead. bring your hands together at the top, and as you exhale, bring your hands down in front of your heart. Pause there. Take another breath, connect to your breath. At the bottom of your next exhale, drop your hands, and as you inhale, sweep your arms out and up. As you exhale, bend your knees, hinge from your hips, and leading with your heart, fold forward to connect your upper body to your thighs. Now bring your hands to your shins. Inhale, lift halfway up. Find the length in the back body. Exhale, release back down into your fold. Press your feet into the floor. Inhale, sweep your arms out and up. Come up to standing. Reach. Bring your hands together over your head, and as you exhale, lower your hands down to your heart. Take a breath, and at the bottom of the exhale, drop your hands. Inhale, sweep your arms out and up. Exhale, hinge from your hips, fold forward. Bring your hands to your shins. Inhale, lift up halfway. Slide your shoulder blades towards your hips. Exhale, release down into your fold. Press your feet into the floor. Inhale, sweep your arms out and up as you come to standing. Reach through your crown, reach through your fingers, bring your hands together. Exhale, slide your hands down the midline to your heart. Inhale. Exhale, drop your hands. Inhale, sweep your arms out and up. Exhale, hinge forward and fold. Hands to your shins, come up halfway. Lengthen and jackknife. Exhale, release back down into your fold and stay here. Bend your knees even more so your upper body is just resting over your thighs as if you were in child's pose. Tuck your chin, let your head fall. Give your shoulders a little shake so your arms flop around, releasing any tension all the way down to the hands. Now place your fingertips on the floor right in front of your toes. Rock forward slightly and roll the backs of your hands down to the floor, working towards getting the back of the wrist all the way down. You might need to bend your knees a little more deeply to get there. Now, one foot at a time, lift your toes and slide your hand, palm still up, underneath your foot. If it's appropriate for you, your toes are going to come all the way up to the wrist crease. Once both hands are tucked underneath, relax your neck, really tuck your head in so your crown is falling toward the floor. Lift your tailbone slightly and rock your weight forward towards your toes to put more weight into your hands, and you'll feel that stretch up the back of the wrists and the back of the forearms again. Avoid strain, avoid burning. Back off if you need to. And then once you find a place, hold here in gorilla, breathing gently and deeply. Feel the breath in the back of your body. Feel like there's space to get a little deeper into that wrist stretch. Put more weight up towards your toes and lift your tailbone just another micro movement higher. Take three more breaths. Bend your knees and rock back towards your heels. One hand at a time, slide your hands out from underneath your feet. relax your shoulders and arms. Give the shoulders another shake to release any tension. Shake the wrists a little bit. And now with your knees still bent deeply, place your palms down on the floor, shoulder width apart, and spread your fingers. Press down into your knuckles and step your feet back into downward facing dog. Set your feet hip to shoulder width apart. Ease your weight back by pressing your thigh bones into the backs of your legs, reaching your tailbone up and back. Keep your elbows soft and spin the inner creases of the elbows forward while you continue to press down into the base of your thumb, the base of your index finger. Take another deep breath in down dog. Now lower your knees down. Flatten your feet. Walk your hands back towards your knees and sit your hips back onto your heels. Sit tall with your hands resting on your thighs, coming back into hero pose. And again, you might modify here by standing onto your knees. Now reach your arms out to the sides about shoulder height. Turn your thumbs down until your palms face back. Bend your elbows and bring the backs of your hands to your armpits. You can even wiggle them toward the back a little bit more. Your fingers are going to point back behind you. Notice any sensation in your wrists. Breathe here. Or go a little bit deeper by lowering your wings, your elbows, towards your sides, just until you feel sensation. Remember to avoid burning or strain. Sit with this, with the breath. Feeling the results of all of those juicy stretches. Take one more breath. And then gently slide your hands out of your armpits. Take your arms out to the sides, wiggle your fingers, circle your wrists, and now lower your arms down to your sides. Walk your hands behind you a little bit, and as you start to lean back onto your hands, slide your hips to one side off of your feet and swing your legs around. Reach your legs forward, shake your knees out just a bit. And then bend your knees and place your feet on the floor so that your feet are maybe a foot from your sitting bones, just a little bit in front of the knees. Keep your feet hip width apart. Move your hands back just another inch or so, so that you're leaning back at an angle. And then if it's appropriate for you, turn your hands so that your palms are still down, but your fingers point out behind you. When you do this, you're going to feel your shoulder blades come in and press into the back ribs. If you're finding this is creating strain in your wrists, turn your fingers out to the sides a little bit more, or even all the way around towards your buttocks. Now you can stay here just feel the sensations in the shoulders, the wrists, or you can bring this into more of a full body experience by pressing down into your big toes. And as you take your next breath in, lift your hips off of the floor. Move your knees forward until they stack right over your heels. And flatten your body from your knees to your shoulders. So you're really pressing up through the hips. Tailbone reaching toward the knees. Shoulders are right over the wrists. And your head, if it's comfortable for you, can drop back until your neck is in line with your upper back. So you're in a really flat tabletop position. Feel your shoulder blades pressing into the back ribs to help keep the heart lifted. Continue to move your knees forward just a little bit. Reach through your tailbone and keep the hip points lifted so you stay in that flat tabletop position. Take one more breath here. And on your next exhale, lower your hips back down onto the floor. Shift your weight forward just a little bit to come off of your hands. Turn your fingers out to the side, walk your hands in, but keep them slightly behind you. And now slide your feet forward and extend your legs. Bounce your knees up and down, releasing. Make windshield wiper movements with your feet that roll all the way up the thighs into the hips. Now, bring your legs to stillness and draw your toes in, flexing the feet. Press the backs of your heels into the floor until your knees soften. And walk your hands in next to your sides so that your upper body is now straight up and down. If there's any pull behind your knees or in your low back, bend your knees slightly. Now take an inhale and sweep your arms out and up over your head. As you exhale, hinge from your hips, bring your heart forward over your legs and lower your hands down onto your shins, your ankles, or if you reach your feet, hold the outside edges of your feet. Draw your heart out over your knees. Extend through your low back. And without collapsing your low back, relax your shoulders and neck and allow your head to fall down towards your legs. Close your eyes and connect in with your breath. Deepen your breath. Feel your breath move in your back body, creating expansiveness behind the heart. Notice where you're feeling sensation. Stretch down the backs of the thighs. Check in any strain in the low back or the backs of the knees. Keep your heels pressed into the floor even as your toes relax. And soften or put a bigger bend into your knees if you need to release that strain. Is your low back still long? Lift your ribs from your hips and draw your heart further forward over your knees. You might feel the stretch move away from you. Take another breath. On your next breath in, walk your hands up your legs and lift your heart. Walk your hands behind you just a few inches. Lean back slightly. And feel that forward fold release out of your hips. You might feel some flow down your legs towards your feet. Now bend your knees and come into easy pose. So ankles crossed in front of the pubic bone. You might even take a half lotus or lotus if that is an appropriate position for you. And if sitting with your legs crossed does not work for you, you might stay with your legs outstretched. You can even scoot up against the wall and lean your back against the wall. Now drop your hands down onto your thighs and turn your palms up. Relax your hands so they fall open gently, fingers slightly curled. Close your eyes and connect in with your breath. In Kundalini, the mantra Sat Nam means I am truth. When we activate with this mantra, we're doing so for the benefit of all. Because when we recognize our own true essence, we recognize our oneness. We find how we serve. The seed sounds sa, ta, na, ma help us to activate this mantra, and we can include a moving mudra to continue our work with our hands. So bring the tip of your index finger to the tip of your thumb, leaving the other three fingers gently extended. And say, Sa. Now release the index finger and bring the tip of your middle finger to the tip of your thumb. And say, Ta. Release the middle finger and bring the tip of your ring finger to the tip of your thumb, just gently touching. And say, Na. Now release the ring finger and bring the tip of your pinky finger to your thumb. And say, Ma. Beginning again, bring your index finger to your thumb. And say, Sa. Switch to the middle finger. Ta. To the ring finger. Na. To the pinky. Ma. Again, index finger. Sa. Middle finger. Ta. Ring finger. Na. Pinky finger. Ma. Continuing to move the fingers. Sa. Ha. Na. Ma. Sa. Ta. Na. Ma. Sa. Ta. Na. Ma. Sa. Ta. Na. Ma. Now you can continue with your meditation, your mudra, your mantra for as long as you desire. If you would like to take Savasana, please do so on your own. And I thank you for practicing, for listening, for being part of the Shamanic Flow community and honoring the divine light, the truth that is the essence of all beings, that connects us, that makes us one. Namaste.